The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboyim, we're going to be learning the end of the halachas of Bracha Acharona. Let's see halacha Yod Aleph. The Birkas Bari Nefashos, in the wording of the Bracha Bari Nefashos, Yesh Omrim Shebarasa, there are those that say the words of the Bracha are Al Kalma Shebarasa, the Yesh Omrim Shebara, there are those that say the wording of the Bracha is Al Kalma Shebara. The question is the Bracha saying Al Kalma Shebarasa, whatever you created, or Al Kalma Shebara, whatever he created? V'chein Iker, the Kitzur says the Iker, the main opinion in Halacha is to say Al Kalma Shebara. Upirishala bracha hu, the meaning of the bracha is the following: Bari nefashos rabos v'chesronan. The Kitzur explains what that means. Shebara hanefashos, he created nefashos, souls, meaning people. V'gam machzoram, and he also created their necessities. Dahainu kol tzorche sipukan, all the needs of their sustenance. Shem dvarim hechrechem l'tzorach kiyum chiyusan. These are things that are necessary for the sake of their existence. Things that are absolutely necessary for a person to live. Kamo halechem v'hamayim, like bread and water. Bread and water are things that are necessary for life. V'gam al kol sha'ar dvarim shebara, she'im hechrechiyim kol kach. Now he's explaining the line, Al kama shebara l'achayos b'hem nefesh kol chai. We're thanking Hashem for all the things that are not necessities, they're not absolutely necessary for life. Ela l'hisanik b'hem. But the things that are made for enjoyment, kumo peros v'kadomeh, like fruits, things that are more like luxuries, these are things we thank you, Hashem. So we thank Hashem for both the necessities and things that are not absolutely necessary. And then the end of the bracha, baruch, is a question of chay or chay ha'olamim. The Kitzur holds this with a patach, chay ha'olamim, chich lomar haches v'patach. We say it as chay with the vowelization of a patach. There's actually a question about that. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that we say Chei Ha'olamim with a Tzere. And there's different minhagim. It seems that I think most people would say it Chei Ha'olamim with a Tzere, although the Kitzur hold to say it Chai with a Patach. Now he adds, Hagon Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This is the Vilna Gon. Hiskim Ima Poskim Shekosvu Lachtam Abracha B'Shem. So the Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that we should finish off the bracha with the name of Hashem, to seal the bracha with the shame, with the name. V'lomar baruch atah Hashem chei ha'olamim. We say baruch atah Hashem chei ha'olamim, even though the standard practice is to say baruch chei ha'olamim. But the Gra was of the opinion, the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that we say Baruch Atah Hashem. We mention the name of Hashem in the Chasim at the end of the Bracha before we say Chei Ha'olamim. So there's three different questions in the Nusach of the Bracha, in the wording of the Bracha Bari Nefashos. Do you say Shebara or Shebarasa? Do you say Chei Ha'olamim or Chai Ha'olamim? And do you say Baruch Atah Hashem before Chei or Chai Ha'olamim? Do you say Baruch Atah Hashem or not? The main opinion in Poskim in Halacha is not to say the shame, not to say the name of Hashem, but the Gra held one does say the name of Hashem. It's interesting to note here, in the Halachas of Amen, in Simen Reish Tezvav, the Bi Halacha says over there, on Sivdalid, what if someone says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chei Ha'olamim, should one answer Amen? Because according to If the person has the practice not to say the name of Hashem, and you hear someone saying the name of Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olam, with the name of Hashem at the end of the bracha, is that considered to be a bracha levatala? The standard practice is not to say the shame. Should you answer amen to someone that has the practice of saying the shame? So, what the Biur Halacha says over there is that even though he's not mechuyev to answer amen, he's not obligated to answer amen. But there's nothing wrong. If he wants to say amen, that's fine. Because since there is an opinion like that in Poskim, since there is an opinion in Halacha that one does say the shame, to say Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olamim, even though the standard practice is not to say the shame, but if one said the shame, if he heard someone saying the shame, he could answer amen on that bracha. So again, the Halacha Lamaisa is Shabara or Shabara, so there's two opinions. Chai or Chai is two opinions. In terms of saying a shame at the end of the bracha, the standard halacha is not to say the shame. But if one says the shame, a person listening is allowed to say amen on such a bracha. Let's see halacha yud beis. Acha peros shebracha achorna shalahem bracha main shalosh. Let's say one ate peros, fruits, that the bracha after them is the bracha main shalosh, the bracha al ha'etz v'yapri ha'etz. The gamperos ha'etz shebracha achorna shalahem hu bar nefashos. And he also ate fruit that the bracha after them is bar nefashos. Let's say he had, for example, grapes, and he had apples. So the grapes has a bracha main shalosh, and the apple has the standard bracha for an apple is bar nefashos. In such a case, mevarich bracha main shalosh, he makes the bracha main shalosh al ha'etz v'yapri ha'etz. V'kevin shu maskir b'hem priya etz, and since he mentions that we thank Hashem for the priya etz, for the fruits of the tree, niftarim bazeh kol priya etz sho'achal, it's exempted with that bracha any peiros that he ate. Even though normally one would not say the bracha al ha'etz v'al priya etz on, let's say, apples, some fruit that's not the shivas haminim, but if he was anyway making the bracha al ha'etz v'al priya etz, so since he's making the bracha al ha'etz v'al priya etz on the fruit of the shivas haminim, that will exempt the other fruit that he ate that's not from the shivas haminim. The kitzur continues, aval im nischaya birkas bari nefashos al min acher. However, let's say he's obligated to make a bracha bari nefashos on some other type of food. Let's say, for example, again, meat or fish, some other food that would obligate him to say the bari nefashos. Eino niftar b'bracha mein shalosh. He's not exempted with the bracha mein shalosh, with the bracha la'etz. But in the case where he had, let's say, grapes and apples, so the bracha la'etz, which is the proper bracha on the grapes, will also exempt the apples. That's because the apples are peros ha'etz, they are fruits. As opposed to a case where the person had, let's say, meat or fish, where the bracha is bari nefashos and it's not a fruit, then the bracha al ha'etz he made on his grapes, for example, would not exempt the fish or meat from the bari nefashos. He would still make a bari nefashos on, let's say, the fish or the meat. Vivarech tchila birkas mein shalosh. He would first make the bracha of main shalosh ala eitz v'al priya eitz. V'achar kach bari nefashos, then he would make the bracha of bari nefashos, where he has to make both brachas, ala eitz. And the bari nefashos, he first makes ala eitz, which is a more chashuv bracha, which is a more significant bracha, and then he makes the bracha of bari nefashos. Let's see halacha yod gimel. L'chatchila asur la'adam latzeis mimkamo. Ideally, a person should not leave his place. It's forbidden for a person to leave his place, to go out from the place that he ate, o la'asok be'ezer davar, or to involve himself in some other activity, ad shivarech bracha acharona, until he makes the bracha after his eating. If a person ate, so it's forbidden for him to leave the place that he ate, or to engage in some other activity until he makes the bracha achron, until he makes the bracha after his eating. Shemayishkach milavarech. Maybe he'll forget to make the bracha. We're concerned he'll forget to make the bracha, and therefore he may not leave or engage in some activity until he makes the bracha. Ubediyavad kishiyotza bimkomo. And after the fact, the person left. Right, he wasn't supposed to leave from his place until he makes the bracha. Let's say he did leave his place. Imutzarach levarach bari nefashas rabos. If he needs to make the bracha bari nefashas rabos, yachal levarach b'makom shuhusham. He can make the bracha where he is. The bracha bari nefashas rabos does not require the person to be in the place where he did, where he ate the food that he's making the bracha on. So if he left, he was eating, let's say, fish, meat, apple, something that requires bari nefashos. He was eating it in his house, and he left, let's say, to his work. He could make it at his work, the bari nefashos rabos, because that bracha does not require the person to be in the place where he ate. Aval, imutzarach levarach bracha main shalosh. However, if he needs to make the bracha main shalosh, the bracha ala eitz on peros, or ala michya on grain products, or ala gefen on wine, tzarach sheyasalem kamo, then it's necessary for him to go back to his place. Kamo bebirkas hamazon le'el b'simimim dalad sivtes. Just like we say in terms of birkas hamazon, in terms of benching, a person is obligated to go back to his place. So also by any of these brachos that obligated him to say main shalosh on fruits of shivas haminim, or on wine, or on grain products from chameshas haminim, the five types of grain, he would have to go back to his place. Now there are differences of opinion in the poskim, in the halachic decisors about this question: does a person have to go back to his place for a bracha main shalosh, for any bracha of ala eitz or ala michya or ala gefen? There is an opinion that says a person only has to go back to his place for bread. There is such an opinion. The halacha is not like that opinion. However, there's another opinion that says even though he has to go back not just for bread, there's an opinion that says he would only have to go back for things that are made from the grains like bread. Only food made from wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt that he'd make an ala mechia, that's the only bracha that requires him to go back to his place. That's one opinion in the poskim, in the halachic authorities, that he only has to go back for either bread or grain products that are made from the chameshas haminim, from the five types of grain. But he would not have to go back, according to this opinion, for either wine or the shivas haminim, a bracha on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael that requires al ha'etz. The most stringent opinion, which is what the Kitzur is bringing down over here, is that for any bracha main shalosh, any bracha made on wine or fruit of the shivas haminim, in addition to an ala michya, which is made on grain products, or birkas hamazon, which is made on bread, any of these brachas that require a bracha main shalosh, he makes the bracha ala eitz, or ala gefen, or ala michya, and certainly for birkas hamazon, he would have to go back to his place. In terms of halacha lemaisa, if a person has more fruit, and he was eating grapes, and he forgot to make a bracha where he was eating the grapes, and then he leaves his place and he has more grapes, so he can eat more grapes where he went to. Let's say he was eating grapes in his house, he went to his office and he has more grapes, then he could eat in the second place, the place where he left to, and then make the bracha acharona there. If he doesn't have any more food, so lechatchila he should go back to the place that he ate, even let's say for the bracha on shivas haminim, the bracha on these types of fruits that require ala eitz, or let's say he was having wine, in addition to someone that was eating grain products, products from five types of grain, or if he was eating bread, certainly in all these cases, if he doesn't have more food of the original food he was eating, he would have to go back to his original place. However, the Kitzur mentions in Simin Mem Dalad Halachates, if he's afraid he'll lose the bracha because the shear equal will pass. We're going to see about shear equal in Halacha Yadalad. Shear equal is the amount of time he's able to make the bracha that the food is not fully digested. There's a certain amount of time we'll see in Halacha Yadalad that he has to make the bracha Acharonah. If he's concerned that that amount of time will pass, the shear equal, the amount of time that the food gets digested, and he's afraid he'll lose the bracha because that amount of time will pass, then you can make the bracha where he is. That's one case where he may make the bracha where he is. The Mishnah Berurah also says over there, in the halachas of Simit Kuf Bei Dalet, in the halachas of someone who left his place after eating one of these types of food, he ate food that will require him to make the bracha on Avala Eitz, on Shivas Aminim, or Ala Geffen, on wine, or Ala Michya, or benching. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Shas HaDchak, if it's some extenuating circumstance where he feels that if he go back to his place, it would be some circumstance that would be extremely difficult for him. The exact definition of Shas HaDchak, I guess, is a little bit ambiguous, but if there's some Shas HaDchak, some very, very extenuating and pressing need, why he may not, or he's not able to go back to his original place, then he may make the bracha in the place where he is. So again, l'chatchila, a person should always go back to where he ate, if he ate peres or shivas haminim, the fruit from the shivas haminim, or he drank wine, or he made an ala mechia, or he ate food that requires ala mechia, or he ate bread. All these cases, he should go back to his original place, or if he has more food, and he wants to eat more of that type of food in his new place, he may eat it there. If either he's afraid that the shear equal, the amount of time that he has to make the bracha until the food is digested, if he's afraid that time will pass, he may make the bracha where he is. Or if there's some extenuating circumstance also, he may make the bracha where he is. He's not obligated to go back to his original place. Let's see Halacha Yadalad. Achal v'shasa, if a person ate or drank, v'labirech miyad bracha acharona, and he did not make the bracha acharona immediately, some time passed before he made the bracha acharona, or he was ready to make the bracha acharona, yochal levarech ad shas ikol, he may make the bracha until the time of ikol, the time of digesting the food. Dino calls machino ta'iv lechal peros. That means as long as doesn't have a desire to eat those fruits, as long as he doesn't have an appetite to eat those fruits that he ate originally, then he may make the bracha achrona on what he ate. Ula achar shtia, and the bracha made after drinking, calls manche enot same. As long as he's not drinking, he's not thirsty to drink, he may make the bracha. So on food, as long as he doesn't have an appetite to eat that food again, and on drinks, as long as he's not thirsty for those drinks again, until that point, he may make the bracha on that food or drink. But after these times, he may not make the bracha anymore. After that time passed, that if enough time has passed, now he has a hunger for that food that he ate originally, or he's thirsty for the drink that he drank originally, then he may not make the bracha anymore. It's considered to be that he lost the bracha because it was, so to speak, digested. The Kitzur says, Umish eino baki l'sha'er, someone who's not an expert to figure out this year, ra'ilo kishenizkar shalabirach bracha acharona, it's appropriate when he remembered that he didn't make the bracha acharona, yivarech al min mimin sha'achal, he should make a bracha on the type of food that he ate originally, v'yivarech bracha acharona lifter gam yisarishon, he should make a bracha acharona to exempt the first food. So the Kitzur is saying like this, l'chatchila, ideally a person should make the bracha immediately after he ate. If he didn't make it immediately. He may make the bracha until the food is digested. How much time is that? The amount of time that he's not hungry or thirsty for what he ate. If he's not hungry for the food or thirsty for the drink, he may make the bracha. If he's not sure that amount of time has passed, so then if he has more food of that original type of food, let's say he's eating bread, he's obligated in a Birkas HaMazon, and he's not sure if the shear equal if the amount of time of that digestion has passed, he should eat more bread, and then he should have in mind when he makes the bracha acharono, when he makes the Birkas HaMazon on the bread, to exempt the original achila, the original eating that he ate earlier. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this further, and the Mishnah Berurah says the following. What would be in a case where the person had an achila mu'etis? He had a small amount of food. Let's say he was hungry, and he ate, let's say, some bread, and he was still hungry. So you cannot say that what's the normal shear equal? Shear equal is the amount of time that it would take him to get hungry. But let's say he was never full in the first place. You can't say, well, let's figure out how much time it takes him to get hungry. Because if he ate so little that he was hungry originally, so the shear equal, the amount of time it takes to get hungry, shouldn't be applicable. Because even when he ate, he was still hungry. So we can't use this shear by someone who ate a small amount of food and he was still hungry, or let's say he was still thirsty when he drank those drinks. So Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, ideally, if he has more of that food, if he ate bread and he has more bread, if he has drinks and he has more of those drinks, ideally he should eat more of the bread or the drinks to make the bracha acharona. But if he doesn't have that other food, he may make the bracha until the amount of time of dalad milin. Dalad milin is the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, a certain amount of distance, but practically in time that means 72 minutes. So for 72 minutes, if a person ate an achila mu'etes, if he ate a small amount of food, he may make the bracha acharona. If he ate an achila meruba, if he ate the amount of food that he was actually full, he has more than 72 minutes as long as he still feels full. Or if he had drinks, enough drinks to satisfy his thirst, as long as he feels like he's not thirsty, even though it's more than 72 minutes, he may make the bracha acharona. So to sum up, if a person ate or drank, he hasn't here the shear equal the amount of time it takes for the food to be digested, which is that he doesn't feel hungry or thirsty. If he's not sure that time has passed, he should try to have more of the original food. But in any case, if 72 minutes have not passed, he may always make the bracha on the original achila. Let's see halacha tesavav. Achal oshasa veheki. Someone who ate or drank and he vomited the food. Lo yivarech bracha acharona. He should not make the bracha acharona. De lo gara minis akel. That's not any worse than if it was digested. Just like if one would digest the food, he would not be able to make a bracha acharona. So someone who vomited the food, he doesn't have it in the system anymore, so that is halachically comparable to having the food digested, and therefore he should not make a bracha achrona on that food. Let's just mention a little bit more about the halachos in halacha Yud Gimel. The question was, if a person left his place, well, what did he do in terms of going back? And the halacha was that ideally the person should make the bracha where he ate. If he forgot to make the bracha there, then if he has more food in the place that he left to, he may eat more and make the bracha there. If it's something that requires the bracha of Mein Shalosh, any food which requires an Ala Eitz, or Ala Gefen, Ala Mechia, or Pas, all those foods, he should have made them in his original place. But if he left it somewhere else, if he has more food there, he may eat in the second place and make the bracha there. And if he doesn't have more food, then he is obligated to go back to his original place. The question was asked to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what would be if a person would miss tefillah b'tzibur for going back to his original place. Let's say he ate bread, or he had ala milchia, or even if he ate, let's say, wine or the peres of shivas haminim, he has to make an ala eitz, ala gefen, ala milchia, or birkas hamazon. Let's say he would miss tefillah b'tzibor, he would miss davening with a tzibor in order to go back to his original place. So Chaim Kanievsky was of the opinion that he still is obligated to go back. Even though he will miss tefillah b'tzibor, the obligation to go back to his original place of eating is such that he must even miss tefillah b'tzibor for the sake of making the bracha in his original place. And this is the conclusion of the halachas of bracha acharona. This is the brachas made after a person eats that we discussed on the different categories of Bari Nefashos and the Bracha Mein Sholosh of Ala Milchia, Ala Gefen, and Ala Eitz.